All right, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You feel good coming up here in just a quick sec. This could be a feel good as well. Post Malone there. And he actually responded to an online petition, which I always think is amazing that, you know, you see some of the, these online petitions that pop up. You know, it's like, get so-and-so to this school or, you know, go out with me, go to prom, you know,
and
all
they see it a lot of times.
Yeah. And, you know, thinking, man, they're never going to see this. But then when they do, it's kind of crazy. But Post Malone actually responded to a petition and sent a video to teachers of an elementary school there in New York because the principal of the school, Phil Carollo, had passed away from a heart attack at the age of 49 and was a huge fan of Post Malone. And oh, wow. So they reached out to him and they're like, hey, you know, it'd be cool if you could send a little message. And so he did. And the video was played at a school remembrance on Friday.
What's going on, PS56 family? I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. And I heard that Principal Phil was a fan of my music. And, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, and I hope everybody continues to spread love. And I just want to say I'm so happy and so blessed that I can make an impact in somebody's life. And I hope you guys keep kicking ass, and I love you all very much. And keep rocking and rolling, guys. I love you very much.
Look at that.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, this
you
is...
You can hear, like, crying in the background.
I know, and like, this is the... You just keep seeing these videos pop up of Post Malone doing these sort of things. And, he's genuine. I think that's really cool.
It's so fantastic. Yeah. Yep. I love that. Just keep that up.
All right. Now you feel good. Kelly K.
So last Tuesday, Pam and Jeremy joked that they should hop on a plane and get married in Vegas. So it wasn't long before both realized that the other wasn't actually kidding. So they booked a flight for Sunday on one of their competitors. This is Southwest Airlines, who's posting this, mm-hmm. with a Vegas wedding chapel appointment on Sunday night. Well, come Sunday, they learned after their first flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to their connection to Vegas, mm-hmm. that connection was canceled.
Oh, no.
So Chris, another passenger traveling to Vegas from Dallas, overheard Pam and Jeremy discussing how they might still get to Vegas in time for their appointment, and Chris happened to be an ordained minister.
Okay.
And offered to marry them himself.
Oh.
So the three went online, snatched up the last three seats to Vegas on a Southwest flight, hurried together across town to Dallas Love Field. And as they boarded their flight, their captain, Captain Gill, their pilot,
hi.
Noticed Pam's wedding dress because, yeah, Pam and Jeremy were in full wedding gear just for the fun of it.
Oh, just for the flight?
Yep.
Oh,
they got
gosh.
All dressed up to fly in their wedding gear.
Okay.
And then Pam explained their story, joked with Captain Gill that they should just get married on the flight. And for the second time in the week, she was surprised to hear the words, let's do it. So
wow.
The Southwest flight crew sprung into action, got toilet paper streamers and a snack mix sash for Chris. And Julie, one of the flight attendants, stood in as Pam's maid of honor. Professional photographer on the flight pulled out her camera to get official wedding photos. And another passenger passed around an old notebook for the whole cabin to sign with well wishes and their seat numbers, which was then given to them as like a guest book.
Oh, my gosh.
They said, we can't wait to welcome you back on board the Love Airline. Hashtag Southwest Heart.
Now, is it just me, or if I'm wanting to have a spontaneous, spur-of-the-moment wedding with someone and my flight to Vegas gets canceled, is that not a sign?
Oh, no. But obviously, for Pam and Jeremy, they did not take it like that.
Okay, they didn't take it as a sign that maybe they shouldn't be
maybe
just...
Maybe someone's telling us we shouldn't
right,
do this.
Right, exactly.
Nope, they went for it. All I think right. It's cute. It all came together. I think the fact that they had a photographer online and somebody that was ordained and all the things, I think that's a sign that they were supposed to.
Okay.
And faster.
All right. Yes.
We'll tweet it out. It's a pretty great post at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. And we'll share it on Facebook on DJX.